just the other day. Is crony the right word to use?
Probably not, Jeff. That might be going a little far.
Sheriff Troy Dunn. Okay. Sheriff Troy Dunn was in the other day. We had him on to talk about his retirement. And you've got, Troy is retiring, longtime Rice County Sheriff, and the police chief in Faribault also retiring. And that come on the heels of Monty Nelson retiring last year as chief here in Northfield. Boy, the law enforcement and legal system in Rice County has been turning over.
Yeah, it's going to be quite a change. I mean, obviously, I knew Chief Nelson for a number of years, and I always worked well with him, and Sheriff Dunn I've known for decades, and he's been a great colleague to work with as well, and Chief Boland's been in place since before I was in this position, so probably 10 years now as Chief of the Faribault Police, so that's quite a change. That's turnover in our three large departments. But Chief Elliott, I think, is doing a good job here in Northfield, and he's been good to work with. And Chief Deputy Thomas will be stepping in as interim sheriff. And I've been working well with Chief Deputy Thomas for a number of years, and so I expect that we'll continue that relationship moving forward. And look forward to seeing who comes in as Chief in Faribault and what changes they look to bring to that department.
Chief Boland, when will his last day be? Has he announced that yet?
December 31st is okay. What it said last night in the papers.
All right. Wow, that's quite a bit. Does that, the having the continuity of those three being in place and having the relationship with them for so many years, good thing, no doubt about that. But does the continuity get interrupted too much? It looks like at least two of them that have been named so far have plenty of background within the county.
Yeah, and I think that's a good thing, and Faribault is going to have a probably an open selection process and bring people in. I mean, Chief Boland came here from the Lakeville Police Department, and so I don't know what they're going to do, but I expect they're going to have a wide search and bring lots of good candidates in to review what they want to do with that department.
All right. John Fossum is with us, a Rice County attorney. Let's talk about your pandemic recovery plan. Hopefully someday this pandemic will be over, and even if it's not, I guess we still need to recover from it.
Right. Well, and we had a meeting last night with the courts and the public defenders talking about the backlog of cases that since the pandemic started, there are 348 cases that have accumulated in the system in Rice County that need to be resolved. And so 169 of them are felonies, which means those belong to my office. The rest of them are misdemeanors and gross misdemeanors. So those could be my office or they could be the city attorneys. Northfield, Faribault, Dundas and Morristown have a separate city attorney. My office is the city attorney for the city of Lonsdale. And so we've got some responsibility for some of those cases as well. We also handle all the misdemeanors and gross misdemeanors in the larger part of the county, the unincorporated areas. So there's a lot to deal with those cases. And the courts are basically, and we've talked about this a little bit before, they will be bringing in Judge Jacob, who retired last year just before the pandemic, to work 3 days a week as a senior judge for 3 weeks out of the month, and he'll be handling some of the simple calendars, the first appearances, and other things that not contested hearings, but some of the other criminal calendar, and that will free up one of our other district court judges to have a second jury trial going on, so we can have a felony jury trial in our COVID courtroom in the government services building, and we can have a misdemeanor jury trial going in the courthouse in courtroom 2, most likely. So that will help us to kind of clear up that backlog and move these cases through, but the courts are expecting us to do a lot. So we're going to have, it's been decades since we've had two jury trials in Rice County at the same time. I mean, when I was a young public defender, we did that occasionally, but they haven't done it in a very long time. And just because with only three district court judges in the county, there just isn't the bandwidth to have that much going on. We've got to deal with the civil cases. We've got to deal with the criminal cases that need to be processed all the time. And then we have one case in trial. And the court has not said, you know, had determined that having two jury trials going on was too stressful. But with the pandemic backlog clearance plan, bringing in a retired judge to handle some of that criminal calendar frees up that other district court judge time for us to try some of those smaller cases and have a six-person jury up in the courthouse.
Now, over the course of the last 18 months, you have had, I guess, some activity. Has that been limited to just hearings and, you know, pretrial stuff? Have you been able to get some of the stuff done, some of that background work done?
Well, we've continued to work on our cases, and we've been able to resolve some of our cases, and we've had a couple of jury trials since May, when the court determined that we could reopen for jury trials, and we have our contested hearings that go on, our evidentiary hearings, or hearings where we talk about admissibility of evidence, and those things have continued to go forward. Most things are happening by Zoom. But since May, we've been able to have some of those contested hearings and jury trials that have been able to go forward in person. And so there's always a lot going on. It's just that, you know, trial is one of the things that we need to be able to do in order to resolve cases, because that's just what it takes to clear things out.
So having two cases at a time, two trials at a time. I just want to say out front that I've been called for jury duty twice in about the past 4 years, so you can take my name out of
it. I just want you to know, Jeff, I'm not actually involved in it. That's the courts, and it's your fault for getting a driver's license or voting.
Oh, man, I have both those. Okay. All right, let's move on. You do have a trial that's going on right now.
Yes,
we have. A murder trial, as a matter of fact, kind of a high-profile one.
Our Judanna Williams murder trial is, we've selected a jury, and things are kind of on pause right now because the court is trying to make sure that everybody's safe and able to move forward. Obviously, we built our COVID courtroom over in the Courtroom 5 in the Government Services Building, where all the jurors could be socially distant, where the witnesses could be socially distant, and where the lawyers and judge and court staff are all adequately separated. And we're just trying to make sure that everybody is good to go and safe and COVID-free as we start the jury trial. And we're expecting testimony on that trial to start on Monday.
Can you run by us what the defendant is accused of doing again? Just remind us of that case.
Well, and I don't want to go too much into it because we don't want to mess with any of the jurors who might be listening.
Sure.
But there is a basically, there was a domestic dispute where there was a couple in Faribault, and Mike Bongers and his girlfriend Judanna Williams, and Mike wound up dead and stabbed in the heart, and Judanna's been charged with second degree murder, and we'll be presenting our case on Monday, hope we can get our evidence in and keep everybody involved safe.
Rice County Attorney John Fossum is with us. John, anything else going on you'd like to talk about?
I think that's about what I had for you this morning, but we are, you know, today I'll be working with my staff in terms of our response to the court's COVID clearance plan, so that we know what the expectations of my prosecutors are, and that everybody's ready and good to go.
All right. John Fossum, thank you so much for joining us. Much appreciated.
Yeah. Thank you, Jeff.
Rice County Attorney John Fossum. You're listening to 95.1 FM, AM 1080, KYMN Northfield. We've got Rich standing by. In 2 minutes, he'll be in with local news headlines.